In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing on the second paragraph of volume 12, January 24th, 1921. And Jesus is talking to us about the third fiat. He tells us about the first fiat of creation. He talks about the second fiat of redemption. Jesus gave the first fiat with fiat lux. The second fiat is Our Lady's fiat mihi. And now the third fiat is the fiat voluntas tua, which Jesus gives to us in the Our Father. And the first one, Jesus says, who can pray this correctly after 2,000 years, learning the truths, the dogma and doctrine of our faith, the beauty of the fullness of faith found in the Catholic Church, is Luisa. And he explains very clearly why it's taken so long for humanity to begin to understand what this Our Father is about. A lot of people, he says, praise the Our Father, and they don't even know what they're saying. They're just repeating words. The Book of Heaven is to help us understand why and how the Our Father is going to be fulfilled. And again, we see this in the Dawn of a Mystery, the DVD, given to us by Archbishop Piceri of Trani. It's a beautiful document, and every time you listen to it, you get something more. Every time you listen to it, you enter into this abundant life that our God wants us to participate in. So Jesus says to Luisa about the third fiat. It's the completion of the works of creation and the completion of the works of redemption. So this redemption, creation and redemption, is not done yet. It's not completed. What has to happen is we have to return to where God originally planned for humanity, and that's to be in God's image and likeness for creation and redemption to be complete. So she says, on hearing this, she says, I was not only confused, but I was stunned. So here, Luisa is hearing this for the first time, and our Lord is speaking this to us mainly from the first time as well. He's trying to help us understand that creation is going to be completed. Redemption is going to be completed when we are sanctified. Now think about that. She goes, I was not only confused, but I was stunned. How is this all possible? How is this possible? Why are we alive at this time? Why didn't God give this to the saints? Why is this happening now? This is what Luisa is saying. Now, the reason for all of those questions is these are our questions. Jesus said to Luisa at the end of her life, when she said, I'm so sorry that I questioned, I doubted, I was worried. Jesus says, you never doubted, you never questioned, you never worried. He says, you always lived in the divine will. He says, but all your questions were of those who will be reading the writings and want to know why, how, you know. And so I gave those questions of humanity to you, Luisa, so that you would experience this doubt, so that you could ask me what it is and I could respond back to you to answer everyone's questions. Now think about that. That means that every question that you have about what God is going to do is found in the Book of Heaven. Every answer to the question, I should say. Every answer to every question is found in the Book of Heaven. And that's one of the reasons that the souls that are reading the Divine Will are so happy, because God is explaining everything to them over and over and over again, giving us a deeper and deeper and deeper understanding of what he is, as the word of God is saying to us. And again, this is to me what Jesus said in sacred scripture: when the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths, and he will remind you of everything that I have said. And as you read this, and again read it, and again read it. It's like when we read this, he completes our question, like how and why, and we go, oh, and then when you read it again, it's more, he expands our capacity to understand more. So what God is doing is he's in his great and magnificent way, teaching us daily, if we wish. I mean, then you go back to sacred scriptures and they become alive. You know, if you, the books of the divine will, the books of the sacred scripture are so filled with truths that as we enter into this gift of the divine will, we become more aware of what God was doing all throughout sacred scripture. And then our dogma and doctrine as well. It becomes, oh, this is why God is doing this. We begin to think with the mind of Christ. So she says, is this all possible? She says, there are so many souls that if this is true, that Jesus has chosen me, Louisa, it seems that this is one of the usual follies of Jesus. This relationship that Louisa had with Jesus is a father-daughter. And he speaks to Louisa and he jokes with Louisa. He plays with Louisa as a father would play and joke with his little daughter. So she says, he's playing a game here. You know, this is a folly of Jesus. She says, how can this be? I'm nobody. I'm nothing. That's why God loved her so much. She lived in her nothingness. She knew God was everything and she was nothing compared to God. God is eternal, you know, infinite. We are finite. She knew this. And when she would be in the presence of Jesus, she would reveal this truth to Jesus, and Jesus would have fun. Yes, this is true. It's the playing of the father with his little daughter. She says, further, what could I, Louisa, say? What could I, Louisa, do within a bed, half crippled, inept as I am? So she's going, I'm nobody, I'm nothing. You are holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. What can I do? I can't do anything. She says, Jesus, what are you doing? Why are you saying these things? It doesn't make sense to me that you are going to choose me to bring this third fiat upon the earth. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. That's why God loved her, because that's the truth. A lot of people pat themselves on the back. I'm pretty good. You know, I remember the movie, The Song of Bernadette, where this nun said to Bernadette, I can't believe Our Lady would come to you. She should come to me. I look at my eyes. They're burning by staring at the Eucharist. My voice is raw because of prayer, continuous prayer. If Our Lady wanted to come by somebody, it would be me. And the humility, the littleness of Bernadette is said, she goes, can you show me some proof? And Bernadette showed the tumor on her leg. The interesting thing is God loves truth. He is truth. We are nothing. He is everything. That's why we go to Holy Mass on Sunday. That's why we go to daily Mass. We go to Holy Mass. We spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We look at Jesus and the monstrance. We fall in love with our Eucharistic Lord. We pray the prayers of the saints. We want to know God more. So we go to the saints and say, teach me how to pray so I can love God the way you love God. Now with this gift of the divine will, it's not just to do the will of God as the saints, but to live in the will of God, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's what they gave to Louisa. That's what God now is giving to us. It really is a new beginning. It really is a brand new beginning that our God wants humanity to begin to live. But it's not the newest thing in the world. It's the oldest thing. It's the life that God gave to Adam. She says, what can I do? She says, could I ever face the multiplicity, the infinity of the fiat of creation or the fiat of redemption? She says, could I ever face the multiplicity, the infinity of this fiat? Since my fiat, she says, you're saying, Jesus, that my fiat is similar to the other two fiats. She says, creation, redemption, and now sanctification, you're going to use me. See, this is our doubt that God has given this to Louisa. You're going to use Louisa that we've never heard of. You're going to use Louisa who had a first grade education. You're going to use Louisa who's basically crippled and in bed, in a room, in a town that nobody knows of. That's our question. See, in volume 12, Jesus says, Louisa, I cannot live without you, Louisa. That's what's going to happen with us. We're going to understand who Louisa is to our limited capacity. And we're going to say the same thing. I can't live this third fiat without you, Louisa. You are the little mother of the little children of the holy divine will. That's a whole nother talk that is amazing. So Jesus says, since my fiat is similar to creation redemption, I have to run together with them to do the good which creation does and redemption does, to braid myself with them. These are the three braids, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And as you braid hair together, after a very short period of time, you don't know which braid is which one. Is it Jesus? Is it Mary? Is it Louisa? She says, I have to do with the great good that they do, creation redemption, to braid myself together with Jesus and Mary. Jesus, think of what you're doing. That's what we say to Jesus. Are you sure this is what you want? Are you sure this is what you've planned? This is human misery. Jesus, think of what you're doing. She says, I am not for this too much. I don't want this. She says, I can't do this. You know, that's what Louisa says. And we say the same thing. You're giving me the gift of gifts. Lord, I'm a miserable human being. How can I do this? That was Our Lady's question. How am I going to become the mother of God? I've already planned a life of virginity. I've consecrated my whole life to virginity. How can I be the mother? How can I please God? How can this can happen? And the angel said it, we through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat me. Yes, let it be done as you say. Same thing with us. Jesus is saying to us, I want you to enter into this abundant life. How can this happen? I'm a sinner. How can I do this? And with this fiat, God says, he says to Louisa, let me do this. I, as God, am going to do this for you. So then she says, but who could tell all the nonsense that I was saying? So here Louisa again realizes that she's putting down on paper a divine reality in human terms. And she says, it doesn't make sense. It's not going to make sense to anybody of what God wants to do with me, she says, to bring sanctification, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary to all the world, the new Adam and the new Eve to all the world with this newborn. So we'll end there with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.